gosh. Oh, look at you.
Look at me. Just,
Man. Is this a fitting session?
A fitting session?
Yes. For this, I assume this is your New Year's Eve outfit you've got on, or is this just your new caftan?
Well, it's my Sunday caftan, and you know, in the new year, I've just decided that why bother? So I'm no more pants.
Does that mean you're moving to Walnut Hills?
Surprise! It's kind of dark in the background. That's a player piano behind me. If you didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to dance to it later. Mm-hmm.
I've danced to it.
Well, and by dance to it, you mean?
There were tremors on the Richter scale.
Understood.
Right. By the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's terrible, all the rain out there. Dr. Stone, I wonder if he's got his water wings on
I think he's
personal flotation devices. You know, he's put on a little weight, so you know, boing 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 boing. So
well, he's more buoyant. But don't worry. There's one person we don't have to worry about floating, it's although surface of the sun, I guess they didn't get all that rain, but at least we know there's a lot of buoyancy up there.
Oh, yeah. Boing, boing.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey! Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, man!
Just get it all out of the way.
Okay, well.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
The 29th.
The 29th, you could tell I couldn't see that date, couldn't you? The 29th of December, 20 and 25, the last little show.
Just calling it in.
Of 22. I'm here. The last little show of 2025. I'm one of your hosts. The one who, y'all, I'm a little over-caffeinated and over-sent. I'll tell you about that later. Mr. Larry H. Vader, you hurt.
S-C-E-N-T?
Uh-huh. Scented, a little over-scented, I guess, is the right.
Okay.
Mr. Larry H. Vader, you heard it spelled before, but not quite correctly, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the Hoodie Man himself. And, I'm not talking about the bishop. I'm talking about his shirt. y'all, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty.
Speaking of the Hooded Bishop, I'll be seeing Gay Country West here in a couple of weeks.
Ah, poor thing. Yeah. And I wasn't talking about you. Right. Yeah. Well, speaking of fat, I mean, hello. I mean, and I was talking about you. But yes, you're going to be off to the leather weather weekend.
Leather weather.
Now, what dates are those?
Those are, were you planning elective dental surgery? You want to make sure you were booked?
I was going to change some flights to make sure I'm still out of town.
Okay, well, it runs from the 15th of June till the 19th. That's Thursday, and it ends on Monday, which is MLK Day.
Unavailable.
And by the way, that Saturday of that weekend, it will be the celebration of exiting the birth canal of a former listener here on the LFC.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Ooh. Speaking of fat. So anyway, yes, all Chris. Y'all, speaking of listeners, y'all, we had an e-letter. We had an e-letter, not a voice letter. Get up into it.
And was if somebody were to want to send us an e-letter, Where would they send it?
They'd send that to meh@thelfc.online. Y'all, we got a voice or an e-letter rather from a closeted listener. You know, they don't all like to admit that they listen to the LFC. Y'all, we'll just get right to it so we can bookend the show with actual things versus us just nattering.
So I can say hi, Daniel.
Yeah, right. That Moose P sent us an e-letter, and y'all, it came in on the 23rd of December, and I could not have been happier because, y'all, it's what I needed to help my heart a little bit. Oh. Y'all, and he said he was very glad to hear that I, Larry H. Vader, used remoulades on shrimp. He grew up eating shrimp that way, and it's delicious. When I mention it to others, they look at me as though I have three heads. You know, Moose, we've never met. Do you? I don't know. I get, oh no, you ate cocktail sauce. You eat cocktail sauce. You're mistaken. That is not correct. So, Moose, thank you so much. And agreed. I replied back to you and I was like, I needed that. Because y'all, he sent that. And what was I doing? Y'all, I was up in the kitchen at the Vader family compound with the food processor out making remoulade sauce. So Moose, we're all, two thirds of us so far are on the remoulade versus cocktail sauce train. Yeah, y'all, Big Fatty is working on his 2026 calendar over there. He's gone ahead.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm having to write the leather weather dates on him.
Ooh. Sorry about that, everybody. The computer stopped recording. It said the disc was too slow.
Was that the disc out of Walnut Hills?
Basically. Y'all, there is a new computer coming for 2026. So we will not be getting that error anymore. So y'all, we last recorded last Monday. Y'all, I was fresh back from a trip to the Bucci's. And I have to tell you.
Bucci's.
The Bucky's. Y'all, I have to tell you. I was not the only one with that idea. But y'all went up to Hatville on Quorum Eve and I got up and y'all, I had to meet a neighbor really quick about a tree. I've been put in charge of watering the tree while she's on her break to the Europa. She's off. I don't know what she's doing, but I don't know what Barb does in Europe. But yeah, whatever Barb does in Europe stays in Europe, hopefully. So, yeah. Y'all, Barb was off, and y'all, she had planted a new tree up by the mailboxes. And so, y'all, she brought me a 5-gallon bucket to water the tree. And I just looked at her and I said, Barb, how am I supposed to get that bucket to the tree? Y'all, it's about a quarter of a mile. And she said, you can put it in your car. And I said, that sounds like a terrible idea. But either way, After Barb's quick visit, y'all, I got on the road and
drove up to the mailbox.
Right. Y'all was off to the house. And y'all was not a bit of traffic. Was quite surprising. Made it up to the Hats about 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Quorum Eve, and y'all got the jalopy plugged in, unloaded the car. Y'all, it must have taken 200 trips to unload the car. But got all the food in. I had made the cheesecake. I had the shrimps. I had the remoulade sauce. I had some crudite. I had some chips. I had some other ranch dip. I just had all the things. And all the things, and went in, and y'all spent some time with the hat. So we started the Vader's just going to sit on the sofa and stare at the wall while they nap portion of the holiday.
Perfect.
So y'all was very upset with myself that I hadn't brought my AirPods because I couldn't watch any of the Tiki Talkies or anything because I'd wake them up. But y'all, it was what we had had all that weather, but y'all, it must have been 70 degrees, 75. It was about 75 on Quorum Eve. It was lovely. I'm sorry, it was 80 on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, it was 80. And so, y'all, it was absolutely lovely. But, of course, it was much warmer than that in the hat, the residence there.
Well, it was it 80 would have, you'd have to turn the air conditioning on for it.
Right, right. To get it to that, y'all, we had to turn the air conditioning on Crema Day, but y'all spent some time there, y'all. We ate some leftovers. It's big doings, big doings. Had some leftovers to clear out the fridge for dinner, and y'all, we opened the giftettes, and y'all, the father hat was beside himself about the beef jerky that I got him. Very about the YouTube Premium now. I had paid for the YouTube Premium earlier in the day, and so he had not seen a commercial in hours, and he still didn't realize what was happening. So even though it said Premium at the top of the screen, but y'all, the Hatterina was very excited not to see a Walmart commercial again. Apparently, they've been playing all the commercials. So, y'all, we watched some TV. We opened the giftettes. Y'all, the Hatterina, I have to tell you, she said, "What do you want for Crema?" And I said, "I need a new piece of luggage." And she sent me some photos of the luggage. And I said, "I retract that. Please do not buy any of that." Because y'all, you know. And so I said, "I tell you what I need." I said, "I need a warm rain jacket." I have a little thin, you know, like nylon rain jacket that it doesn't have any lining or anything. Y'all, it's probably 30 years old. But I said, I need one that's actually warm. And mostly, I was like, it doesn't have to be, you know, it can be water resistant. It doesn't need to be a waterproof jacket. Because those are really expensive. And also, you know, like there aren't many options. But y'all, I have to tell you, I don't know where she went. She named some store that I'd never heard of. But y'all, she got a good one.
Oh. Well, good for her.
I know. I was so, so excited when I opened it. Y'all, it was absolutely what I wanted. Y'all, then she said, "I know you love the wax melts." And I said, "I do love the wax melts." Because, y'all, I have a little, it looks like a lantern. Wax
is
melt
like device. A wax melter,
yeah, that it y'all, it's plugged into a smart outlet, so it that way it's always on if I'm at home, but whenever I leave it, you know, turns off or whatever. And so I won't burn the house down that way. And y'all, it's nothing but a nightlight bulb. That's all it takes. I don't mind it running, right? Because that's only what, 9 watts. So now that is,
well,
admittedly,
it burns the Vader family.
It's a nightlight bulb. So, but y'all, you know, I have all LED lights here in the Vader family compound, and most of them are probably at about 70% brightness because I have enough that like it keeps things well. Y'all, the hat cave, y'all, it is, they sit around in the damn dark all the time. They every time I'd walk into a room, I had to spend 5 minutes turning on lamps because y'all, everything, they'd have one lamp on by each of their chairs, and it's a dark wood room, and it's probably about 25 feet long by 20 wide. It's a big room, and y'all, they sit on opposite ends of it so they can yell at each other across the room, and there's one light on each end, and y'all, pitch black dark in there. So every time I walked in a room, I had to keep turning lights on. I couldn't see any damn thing in there. But the Hatterina was very pleased with her gifts, and that, you know, that means a lot.
What would you do? Care to let us know what you got her?
Well, part of hers was the YouTube Premium because, you know, that's, they watch all the streaming, as they call it. So that was part. And then she had, y'all, she's had the skin cancers. So she had
had that.
Yeah. And I've got to take her in about a little over a week, one week as you hear this, to have one removed, to have the Mohs surgery. She wanted some of those long sleeve sun shirts, and y'all, I'd gotten her one to test out over, you know, in the spring, and it was from Hamrix, and it was a men's shirt, y'all. So it had all sorts of crazy like print on the back, but y'all, she loved it, and apparently wore it so much she wore it out. So y'all, I had gone to the Columbia. That's the Columbia Sporting Goods. What's it called? I don't remember. But the Columbia store. Y'all, I buy a lot of clothes from there. I'm very straight, very mask. But y'all, I bought her every sun shirt they had in stock, in a different color. And y'all, she's petite. She's a petite lady.
Well, so. Very much like you.
I guess. Right. And so, this one has a hood. Ooh, you know. And y'all, I have bought her, she loves a jam or a jelly or adjacent. So I'd bought her a bunch of different stuff throughout the year. Y'all, one was pear pecan butter. And to put on her waffles, she likes to have a little instant waffle in the morning. Different things
instant
like that.
Waffle.
Yeah, like one of those frozen waffles.
Like an Eggo?
Yeah. I think I did see Eggos in the recycling bin, the Eggo box. But then I don't know. I don't eat breakfast with them usually. But because, y'all, they don't make the real coffee. They just have the instant coffee.
Ugh.
And the only creamer they have is either skim
from
milk.
The goat out back.
If only. It's either skim milk, which does nothing to cream your coffee, or that processed stuff like the Walmart French vanilla creamer shit that's more sugar than it is creamer. So I can't, y'all, I just can't drink it. I have been to the Bath and Body Works candle day where all the candles,
because
y'all, she loves a candle, but she puts them on her candle warmers. And she had been bragging about the cousin that we don't like giving her the fancy candle from the Kohl's. So y'all, I said, well, we cannot let that stand. I got her 8 candles from the Bath and Body Works.
My Lord.
Well, they were $10, so instead of $40, which is what they sell for. Because, y'all, you got to skip the scented shit up front that smells like, you know, jungle gardenia or whatever. And you got to go to...
That's by Tuvachet.
It is licensed to Bath & Body Works seasonally. You got to skip that, and you got to go to the back of the store. They don't want you to go back there, to the White Barn section, which used to be its own store. But... y'all, it's their much more, I don't want to say refined, but just less offensive scents. You know, just clean, nice candles. And
well, you did mention the Jungle Gardenia by Tuvachet being up front.
True. And so, y'all, I'd gotten her a bunch of those because, y'all, they were also $10 and they normally are $40. So, you know, I'm not paying $40 for a candle, even for the Hatterina. But, y'all, anyway, y'all, you know what she did? She sniffed them and she said, that's lovely. And then she opened up a cabinet and put them in there. So, anyway.
I'm going to guess that you can go in there next year at Thanksgiving and pull those 10 candles back out and wrap them up and give them to her again next year.
Probably. But, y'all, I bought some for each of the seasons. So there's, like, the ones, you know, just the regular ones, and there's the more floral ones for the summertime. And then I went ahead and bought crema and fall candles. That way, you know, she could just change them out with the seasons, toss them out, because they won't smell like anything after a few weeks of being on. Because, yeah. But either way, y'all... and then I bought her the high-end wax melts, the, like, really good ones that aren't bad for your sinuses and all that, and put them in the cabinet.
All right.
So, anyway, but y'all, crema day came, and Mr. Larry H. Vader, we'll call him Chef Vader that day, y'all started the cooking about 7 a.m.
and in the morning.
In the morning, and yeah, it cooked and cooked. Y'all, I made the remoulade sauce that I mentioned, so I plated that up into a nice ceramic bowl and had some, like, enormous jumbo shrimp to dip in there, and y'all, everybody looked at it like it had 3 heads. And then my cousin called, and that's Tootie. Y'all, she was cooking the prime rib, and she said, oh, we've made a mistake with the prime rib. It's going to need another 30 minutes at least. And I said, okay, no problem. I've got appetizers. You can send your son on over if he's hungry. Y'all, this is where it all went south.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, they said, well, maybe we'll try one of those shrimp in that weird sauce.
Mm.
Y'all, they ate 4 pounds of shrimp. And then they were out of shrimp, so they went for the vegetables and the chips, because I'd brought the kettle chicken, the good kettle chips, and different stuff like that. Y'all, the problem is, what happened that went terribly wrong was that the prime rib did show up. It was about an hour late total by the time we got everything situated. Y'all, everybody was full of shrimp.
Right.
And y'all, we had a nice steakhouse-style meal with the Delmonico potatoes, the rice dish. Y'all, my aunt made, and God bless her, because nobody
this
else
has. This is the aunt that you told her not to make anything.
And you know what? She listened. But she brought one dish. Y'all, she didn't bring a dessert. She didn't bring a cake. But y'all, she brought her cornbread salad. And I'm going to tell you, that is a deceiving name, because it almost tastes like a Mexican five layer salad sort of thing, because of the ingredients in it. Y'all, it's absolutely delicious. The Hatterina couldn't resist. She had to make a red velvet cake. And so there was cheesecake, red velvet cake, those dishes, some green beans. And y'all, I made the cowboy butter, which is a compound butter with garlic and a ton of herbs in it. I put it in the little dipper, the crock pot that holds the dip, with a little scoop. Y'all, we were sick. We ate so much food because it was so good. And then you finish it with cheesecake or red velvet cake. And I had made the cheesecake with an Oreo crust. Y'all, we were all sick to our stomachs. Absolutely sick.
What better way to end Kremlin than to be sick to your stomach?
It's true. It's true. And we did a little gift exchanging, and of course, the little cousin, Tootie's son, he got all the cash money. And y'all, I think it made him uncomfortable, because we all wrote little notes and cards and because y'all, he's working out now. He's getting ripped.
How old is this person?
16. And so y'all, he's a big old country boy. That he's a big boy. Y'all, he ate a lot of the shrimp. Y'all, he's quiet as mouse. Especially when his mother and father and I get together, because y'all, we have all the stories, because we all grew up together. But y'all, we all wrote a little note. Mine said, this is for the dumbbell fund. I didn't know which ones to buy, so just buy whatever you want. But please promise me you won't just save this money. You'll go and buy something with it. Because y'all, that child, he likes to save. Tootie, y'all, the reason I wrote that, she found out when he was doing something, she opened his bank statement. Y'all, he had $15,000 in his checking account at 16. And she's proud of him for saving his money. But y'all, you know, she said, you know, I think you can buy some of your own things that you want instead of coming to us for everything. So, either way, y'all, everybody gave him money. The kid walked away with probably another $1,000 in his pocket. But y'all, we all exchanged little things and everything. And y'all, they all gave me wine and food.
What a surprise.
And y'all, it's all real bad wine. And I smiled. I mean, it's fine.
Let me guess. You smiled and put it in the cabinet.
Y'all, it is in the cabinet. Y'all, there's been a project with gin at the coal mine. And y'all, it's perfectly fine gin, but it's nothing I would ever drink. And the owner of the distillery sent me a case of it. Y'all, it's in the cabinet next to the Trader Joe's $3 wine from Christmas. Because I will use that gin for something, but I'm certainly not going to drink it with some tonic or whatever. Even though I did a pretty good job at making it sound delicious, didn't I? In a little publication. Y'all, it's not good. Anyway.
Probably best not to say that.
Well, I never said it was good either. I never said it was good. I just said what you could do with it. And I did not include, just put it in the cabinet. It'll be fine. Just put it in the back. But But y'all, and they like so much food. But have you ever had the Walker's shortbread gingerbread men? The English one?
I haven't seen gingerbread men, no.
Y'all,
Are they just in the shape of a gingerbread?
Yeah, it's
man,
gingerbread shortbread. Well, it's shortbread though. So it's not regular like American gingerbread. It's British style, English style shortbread.
So it's English shortbread with a gingerbread
spice. Yeah, I guess cloves and ginger and all in there. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, delicious. But any guess, Big Fatty? I gave them awesome food too, amongst other things. And wine that certainly wasn't $3 at Trader Joe's, but neither here nor there. Any guess as to what food I gave them all with a smirk?
With a smirk?
Oh, yes. With a little smirk. It was purchased. They were purchased. I couldn't get them at the Ross Dress for Less because it went out of business. But when I saw them at the Piggly Wiggly, I bought them all for them. Cheese straws. Gave them all some little cheese straws.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like the skull would do. Y'all, I just remember she used to give me the cheese straws for Christmas.
You know,
I'm sorry. She bought hers at the Stein Mart. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Stein Mart, not Ross Dress for Less. Sorry, I got the skull. Well, I got the skull confused with someone else. Easy to do. But yeah, thank God for full self-driving. Got in the car about 5 o'clock on Crema Day and came home. Y'all got up in that bed.
Mm-hmm.
Coma. 12-hour coma. I was so tired. So, yeah. Now, Big Fatty, speaking of the skull.
Yes.
Gail and King on your weekend recap show had a little bit of an issue with the skull. They're getting more and more confused.
It gives me hope that AI is not going to take over because they do get confused.
Right. Bless
their
heart.
They can't even remember their own names.
Well, anyway. They've been getting them right lately. The last week or two, they've gotten them right. So, but yeah, I got a big.
It's usually the one that speaks first is King.
Right. Right. So, bless their hearts. So, well, Big Fatty, how was your crema?
It was nice. It was very nice. It was a nice morning, and we had a lovely crema brunch.
Oh. And now, I predicted the Nip would overserve himself.
He did.
Perfect. Perfect.
That was really not a prediction. It was just a matter of please confirm that.
Right.
The Nip
right.
overserved himself. Right. But it was a nice day, and it was good food, and I loaded up my plate, and I just by the time I finished it, it was like, ugh, I can't eat any more of this stuff. So, but I mean, there was everything. I mean, it was Eye of the Round. It was Quiche Lorraine. It was hash brown casserole. It was ham and cheese hash brown casserole. It was shrimp and grits.
Ooh.
It was, let's see, what else was there? Strawberry salad. There was sausage gravy, homemade biscuits, homemade sausage gravy, homemade biscuits.
Ooh.
And there's other stuff. Oh, pineapple casserole. And then for dessert, there was a pear upside down cake and eggnog cake and kind of a cinnamon roll-ish. It was like you took Pillsbury cinnamon rolls and cut them into pieces and baked it with apples and brown sugar and all. It was delicious.
Oh, ooh. Oh, y'all, we've lost Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. We've lost Big Fatty. Y'all, that looked like the power was going out at the villa. Oh, dear Gussie. All right. Well, y'all, we were going to play the Dead or Alive, but maybe we're not. Maybe we're not. Let's see what's happening. Oh, he's... Nope, that's not him, y'all. That's Painting Lair. I was just... Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Oh.
Are you back?
Well, I think I am.
Oh,
there you are.
Oh, y'all, poor Big Fatty. Y'all,
I don't know what happened.
I thought it looked like the power had gone out at the villa the way it signed off. So,
well, I don't know if it was the power strip or, and I kicked it, or if the power blinked. But anyway.
It was your interwebs aren't plugged in to the power strip, and you are on a laptop which has the battery power. So I'm guessing it was a power flicker. So poor Big Fatty.
You know, Power Flicker was my stripper name back when I was before you came to the coal mine.
Oh, well, thank God. Yeah. I did something good there.
Yeah. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead or Alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone, quote unquote, quote unquote, born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because y'all, nobody keeps up with these old people. But then I have to tell you who they are, because you'll never know. Unless you're Moose P or Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
All unsubscribed. Right. Jason Gould.
Oh, y'all, as far as I know, he is alive. And y'all, Jason Gould was an actor. Y'all, he was on a whole bunch of like 80s, probably early 90s shit. I'm trying to think what we would know him from. His sister was on Growing Pains. I don't know. Big Fatty, tell us all about
him. Jason Gould, did you say if he was alive or not?
He's alive. He should be alive.
Okay, so. Jason Gould is indeed alive, and he's an actor and singer, and the son of Elliot Gould, and his mother is... Barbara Streisand.
Oh, how about that?
Halt. Oh, I'm how trying. About that? Okay. Ed Flanders.
Oh, Ed Flanders. Y'all, I'm not taking the bait. The bait would be to say that he was on that Simpsons. Y'all, that was Ned Flanders. Ed Flanders, similar character, though. I believe he is dead. Y'all, Ed Flanders was an actor, and he was the father on that Leave It to Beavers.
Ed Flanders is indeed dead. He is not Ned Flanders, but he was an American Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor. He was Dr. Westfall in St. Elsewhere.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh.
That's cool.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Ooh, y'all, Mary Tyler Moore. Y'all, as far as I know, she's still hanging on. Y'all, she's a comedian, and y'all, she was the host of that Mary Tyler Moore show.
Mary Tyler Moore was an award-winning actress on the Dick Van Dyke Show. She played Laura Petrie, and she was in Ordinary People and the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Dead as a doornail. Died in 2017.
Ooh, y'all, I get her confused with that Carol Burnett all the time, even though I know the difference. So.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson, y'all. He looks like death, but he's still alive. Y'all, he was Sam in that Cheers. And then, y'all, he was Michael in The Good Place. That's where I loved him, amongst other things.
Yes, Ted Danson is indeed alive, and he was in Cheers. He was in Three Men and a Baby, CSI, The Good Place, and he sells some kind of phone plan or something like that.
Ooh, don't they all these days? Don't they all?
Exactly. You know. You got to do something. You got to have a side
hustle. Side. Yeah.
Do the hustle.
Yeah. Is that all we got?
That's all we got.
Well, y'all, I guess we should go ahead and just shut her down.
Shut her down. Well, you know, this is the last LFC.
Of 2025. I know, I know. Y'all, there will be a show next week as far as I know. And then there's probably going to be a break for a little while because Big Fatty's got leather weather and I've got lost wages and my birthing day. So we probably will take a little bit of break, but we'll keep you posted on the BFO.
So basically, for people that are wanting to get you a gift, actually, they're getting the gift by us not doing the show.
It's how I work. Yeah, I'm a giver. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah,
you know, and yeah.
There'll be a show next week, so we can.
Okay. You don't want to be here. It'll be the new year, same old, stumbling, try to come up with a funny ending, which, you know, there's really nothing funny about the ending.
Sad. But not funny. Yeah.
You can only hope the pig. Not maybe not the pig. You can only do that super so much, and then all of a sudden it's biting you in the
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I got nothing.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not.
Boot hook.